This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. This is our second brief on Neil Postman's book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business. Mr. Postman's major theme with Amusing Ourselves to Death is that the printed word makes assertions, imagery does not. The written word represents underlying meaning that engages logic and reasoning, and thereafter discussion, debate, and more writing. Imagery, no matter the form, but generally on television, invokes very little, but mainly just emotions. Mr. Postman's page 57 cites John Marshall, the fourth Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Quote, John Marshall was the preeminent example of typographic man, detached, analytical, devoted to logic, abhorring contradiction. It was said of him that he never used analogy as a principal support of his arguments. Rather, he introduced most of his decisions with the phrase, "It is admitted." Once one admitted his premises, one was usually forced to accept his conclusion. End quote. Mr. Postman went on to write about how Americans were familiar not only with the great legal issues of their time, but even with the language famous lawyers, like Daniel Webster, had used to argue their cases. Now, what is typographic man? It is a man reliant on the written word, initially as one reading and then thinking and speaking. Thereafter, it is one thinking and speaking and then writing. Typographic man is contrasted with someone like Bart Simpson or Al Bundy. As typographic man, we are always thinking, hopefully more and more logically, but at some point there is a transition from reading to writing. Nevertheless, readers and writers are typographic man, relying on the aggregated print of the last few thousand years, instead of television's news of the day or reruns. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.